This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Deshante!
Don't do that.
Bam! 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 For life!
So, it's funny. Most people that are hearing the story, they can understand the base level, the fundamentals of the surface level of this, right, Jason?
Yes. I guess that'd be me.
But you have now been taken into an even further understanding of the inner workings because you found out what your betting limit was on FanDuel.
I found out that and a little bit more about how it all works. With betting limits and how you limit certain players.
Again,
asking the question, how can someone get off an $80,000 prop bet on Jonte Porter on DraftKings?
Exactly.
Which is what happened.
Or wherever it was,
It had to be DraftKings. They're the one that reported that he was the...
I think that's true.
Yes. He was the big... The prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night. Night.
So,
March 20th.
So, like, I have... Okay, so let's just talk about this.
How do you get... Can Brad and I put down an $80,000 bet? Can you put down... That's how the question began.
I can tell you with a 100% certainty that I cannot.
So how does it happen?
Well, so the way that this works, and this is going to be really, really pulling behind the curtain, but I think the story will, calls
for... Well, the story gives us a reason.
When you place a bet on any sports book, whether it's FanDuel, whether it's DraftKings, Superbook, Caesars, BetMGM, you name it, right? That bet is basically funneled, and any series of bets you make is funneled into a computer system that's only duty and only job is to profile you, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are for-profit corporations. They want to make money. They don't want to lose money. And so if you have, let's say, 75 bets where you place a bet and every single one of those 75 bets, you got a better number than what the game closed. So let's say you bet, let's just take the 76ers Heat game tonight for an example. Let's say that you bet 76ers minus 4.5 on Sunday. Well, it's 5.5 now, or 5 at some spots, right? And let's say you get the best of it 75 different times. So every time the number that you bet is better than what the number ultimately finishes at, you, my friend, are going to get limited. You're going to get your limits cut pretty fast because you're beating the market. You're beating the market every single time. So the opposite works, right? The inverse works. Let's say that on Sunday you bet the Miami Heat at plus 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's plus Miami Heat plus 5, plus 5.5. You are a dumbass. You're dumbest as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are a square SpongeBob SquarePants. Also, the kind of bets that you make help profile you, right? So let's say that you only bet parlays. You don't bet straight bets. You just bet parlays, which I believe is sort of what you were doing there. We had this talk about the bets you make and the expected value and things like that. You can bet to your heart's content. You'll never be limited if all you play is parlays, even if you win.
Because you're a loser.
You're going to lose.
Yep.
You're going to lose. The odds are so stacked against you in a parlay, they will let you get as much of that as you want. Now, $80,000, I don't know. I've never tried to do that.
That's where you've taken me leads me to that question. How much do you have to lose? How bad do you have to be to get an $80,000 limit?
He was clearly a loser.
On a mainstream book like that.
Clearly a loser. I mean, they're a big loser.
He would have had to work to get it that high in terms of losing.
What they call that is priming.
And again, that's even more of a red flag.
Yes.
To them.
So you play a bunch of, again, if you're trying to elongate the life of the account and not get limited, what they do is they call it priming the account. So you may set one up in your sister's name or your cousin's name, and you may just sort of bet through them. I'm really pulling back the curtain here. Your friend, and you just put in square stuff, right? Like Lakers-Warriors parlay last night, square as it gets. You know, and you just do that over and over and over and over. The Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. Like just the square stuff. And you just hope that you can sort of pull the wool over.
But I can't do that on two. I'm not losing on $2 bets to get to $80,000. I'm losing on some a few $1,000 bets.
Correct.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're betting up to $10 and then you go $80,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they were relatively significant bets that this person was putting on to get it to a point that he could put $80,000 on again.
So just as a real-time example, Jason's FanDuel account right now, he could bet $16,000 on the Miami Heat tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brad. That's a little personal, I feel like, even though we did that off air. I'd feel like
Where was that? I'll tell you mine.
You can find that information.
Pull it up on your. You have FanDuel?
I have FanDuel.
Pull up FanDuel and go to. We're going to see.
Mentioned it to you earlier.
We're going to see of the three, which of us is the biggest square. Now, Jason is definitely the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Okay.
Because John can only bet $100.
$100?
Yeah, he's got a very small limit.
My limit is $2,700 on the Miami Heat.
And
right
I'm at
$16,000. So how do I find that information?
So pull up your FanDuel account.
Yeah.
Go to the NBA.
NBA.
His limit is going to be $50,000.
No way. No way, because he hasn't made a big enough bet.
And then do plus 5.5.
Really?
You see Miami Heat? Plus 5.5?
Yeah, plus 5.5, yes.
All right, and then type in 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
Okay, in the bet slip, like in the wager?
Yeah, and see what it tells you.
It might be revealing, Brad.
1-1-1-1-1.
Have you hit a max limit yet?
No.
John needs to see it.
Yeah, go to the main.
That, $11,000?
All right, type in one more one. Type in as many ones as you can.
Okay, I can bet $11,000 so far.
All right, put in one more.
Let me just put $12,000?
No, put like 100.
He's saying
or just ones, not zeros.
As many ones as you can.
Yeah, as many ones as possible, because it will eventually get you to a max.
Yeah, it max wagers me at 111.
$111,000?
I mean, that says it says max wager.
Is what?
In the red?
Yes.
Above it?
Yes.
$34,000.
Oh, man, Brad's the biggest square.
The computer loves you.
Because I'm a sucker?
You kind of hear way he's explained this?
I'm a sucker.
So Brad's max wager is $34,000.
It kind of tells us a little something about you.
Jason's max wager is $16,000. Well, mine is $2,000.
So it loves you.
It will let you.
Because it loves my money because I suck at betting.
Well, because you play like parlays and you've played like stuff like that in the past.
BS, crap.
It doesn't make you a bad person. I'm just, you know.
I'll reveal. I don't give a crap. Like, I didn't got him to lose. Like, there's not, my banker isn't listening, for God's sakes. Maybe he is. I wouldn't care. I didn't gamble excessively. I logged in and became a FanDuel. Maybe I am being too revealing. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you. I looked out in my history today because I was trying to find this max wager thing. Back in 2020, during COVID.
That's when it all, yeah.
All three of us downloaded this app in 2020. I've lost $1,000 in 4 years.
So I like how it keeps that.
Yeah.
Because I've looked at mine.
And when I saw that just now, and I saw, it was like $1,050 or whatever. I just saw that, I went, that's a lot of money to me over 4 years. That's $250 a year.
Yes.
I kind of need that money. I'm paying tuition.
I
look at what groceries cost now. It ain't $10,000, but it's enough where I feel comfortable telling you all what it is.
So they don't view you as a threat.
No, and if I was, like, let's say I got crazy and the wife and I opened up the purse strings a little bit.
Let's do that tonight with 33.
Hell no. There is no chance of hell. And they know that.
$33K is his limit.
They know
he's
that.
He's kind of like the Jonte dude.
He is.
He's on his way.
You could get a $30,000 parlay.
I ain't got no interest in that. I'm not good at
Let's do a $30,000 parlay tonight on some
swider
exact
no
some
chance.
Scrub.
No friggin' chance. The most I've gambled is probably $100.
We could change your life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, for the worse, but also perhaps if we hit for the better.
Also more interesting.
I'm kidding.
Also more interesting in the app. I know, that's right?
This is fascinating, though, how we've all got the different limits, and we kind of see who's doing well and who's
and when you see what you gambled and lost and gone back and forth with on the win-loss ratio, right? So my win-loss ratio is like it's like 5-4. You know, like you gamble five, you might have made four.
And guess what? That is friggin' the sportsbook's
terrible.
Favorite customer.
No, they love that sucker. By the way, that's why I do it recreationally.
Because that means their ROI on you is 20%.
Yeah. It's 20%.
Right.
Now, their margin is pretty low because that's strung over 4 years of $250
a
year.
I mean,
I'm a sucker.
They have to do is basically just give you access to their lines, and you're going to give them 20%.
And I'm a perfect advertiser targeter on this radio station because I'm, you know, 40-something-year-old male listening to sports talk radio.
Exactly.
I'm not studying like John Martin.
Exactly.
I hear, wow, man, King's feeling pretty good tonight against the Warriors.
Yes.
Let's get in. Jonte Murray's going to be involved, then he's got to go over. And then, of course, he doesn't or something.
No, you're 100% right that you are the
I'm the prototype.
You're the P1, as they say.
P1.
Now, Jason, I get the sense that you take a little bit of pride not being the biggest square on the show.
Oh, yes. But I think we probably imagine. Again, he's probably hitting it more frequently than me. You know, I've slowed down a little bit.
I've gambled $5,000 in 4 years. I've lost, you know, 1,000. I've won 4,000.
Is FanDuel the only place you play?
Mostly.
Okay.
Mostly. Like at DraftKings, you know, because I'm not, again, you know. That's about it.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. So
I also like the app, honestly. I like the tech on that thing. It feels there's something comfortable at it as a non-serious gambler.
By the way, you don't have to win to be limited. That's the other thing. Like, it's not about like, you've won X amount and we cut you off.
Well, they want you losing. If
you could talk about those 75 bets where you got the best number.
Yeah.
You could lose money from those 75 bets just because anything can happen, right? And they could still... They could say, well, we see eventually you're going to win, so we're going to limit you. So you don't even get a chance to make your money, right?
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no threshold.
The computers are strong.
Yeah, there's no threshold for I've had to have my limits reset at Superbook. I had to call the director. Thankfully, I had a good relationship with him, and I said, hey, you know, I can't do anything on your app. Like, I can't bet $80 on an NFL game.
You called him on his red phone?
Yeah, I said, you got to
get called the commissioner.
And so my limits on Superbook are to win 5,000.
That's your max.
Yeah, to win 5,000, which is way, I mean, I never bet that much.
No.
Ever. But it's like nice to know that I could if I ever wanted to.
If I needed to have a recreational $5,000 bet.
If I just had some, you know, if I just felt that good.
If we got that extra cash, we come into your account, bro.
I'm the same person when I look
you
at my Citibank card
limits.
And I see what that limit is. I get a little sad because it's like I don't want to go near that limit. You know,
I mean, it is amazing that you could right now you could put $34,000 on the Miami.
I find that fascinating.
You know,
I actually could borrow it on my phone and spend it on my phone. That's where my
limits. I mean, that's losing your whole life basically. Just,
yes, and people
know,
are doing it.
Like seriously,
and
that's why I'm again saying fascinating.
John
that's
Porter
scary
lost
to
his
me.
Career. I mean,
but here's my PSA: there's somebody in Memphis that'll happen to him.
It will happen to him.
Right.
Mean,
that's so slippery.
It will happen to him.
That's just so dangerous.
I
don't do that.
Because that computer's reading you.
This was our Craig
and it
Carton
says,
segment.
You know what? We can get it out of him.
Look, it's a scary.
It's too easy.
Access.
It's too easy.
It is. Just a whoop, whoop. And
Skynet.
It's like, and you can, you know.
Yeah, usually you'd have to borrow it from Aunt Sissy's Folgers coffee can, and then you get the cash, and you're paying Brad the bookie over here.
Right, you had to find him. And
yeah,
you had
where's
to, like,
he
trust
at?
Him.
You go down to Max's downtown, and you're next to him at the bar doing the exchange.
Yeah, now it's a little different. You know, now it's you know, a lot of different ways to you know, get involved. But yeah, I'll say this: some places don't, and this is why I do appreciate FanDuel. They tell you what your limit is on a market.
Yeah, I got
it.
Not
every sports book does that. So, like, some places I'll have to try to manually enter the bet.
Right.
Only for them to reject the bet and tell me that they'll only give me X amount. Right. So, I've given them the information. I've given the sports book the information. I like this bet.
Yeah.
They don't take it. Right.
Yeah.
And then they could do with that information what they want. Mm. That's shady. You know, that's what I mean, I think that's.
They should post them.
Exactly right. The transparency of that.
Yeah. It'll let me bet $22,000.
Well, yeah, though we got 34,000.
Yeah.
But we already hit 34.
So if I hit 35,000. Yeah, max wager 33.
I'm not sure we're clear here on Brad's limit.
No, he got it.
Okay,
it's sitting right there.
You put
in the
all
red.
The ones in.
$33,594.
Wow, we've established a few things today.
I got to get that on my slip. That makes me nervous, and I don't even have the money in my account.
That's what I did. I logged out after
God,
John saw
heaven,
mine.
Just looking
just
at
in
that.
Case it tried.
I would like to know, like what.
I made sure to log out.
Get out of that thing.
Yeah, I'd like to know what I'm limited on every. I'm limited on every sports book I play at except. Caesars and Superbook.
I'm sure there's many of us, Brad, that don't even know how to find your limit, just like that are listening right now.
No,
that,
I just
and that John's
something.
Educated us on that.
Okay,
part
let's
of it.
More fun with apps. Do you guys have any active bets in your slips right now? In
active?
FanDuel, in accounts.
I have nothing active.
I have one. What do you think it is?
It's a Cardinals future.
No, it's a league future. It's an NBA league future, and it's for $5.
Desmond Bain, MVP.
No, that would have been gone. That brother would be gone.
Denver right? To win the title.
Wembanyama, Rookie of the Year.
Oh, well.
At plus 120.
Oh, you got that at plus money?
Yes.
Jesus.
See, I'm not a terrible gambler.
That thing's going to cash.
That's going to cash for $12.50, brother.
I was going to say.
Don't get it on my ass.
When did you place that bet?
I placed that at plus 120 June 23rd of last year.
We got to put 100 on that.
But
it was a certainty.
What if he gets
you
hurt?
Win
what if he gets hurt?
We should have put $33,000
no.
on that.
I'd love to have that now. $33,000. Put it on.
What'd
women
you put on it? $5.
No, it's actually $5.73. You know what it was?
Peanuts.
I probably had $573 in my account left, so I'm like, I'll put it all.
I don't think that outpaced inflation.
That's so piss right? poor. I am such a little.
That's why the computers love
gambler.
You should have put that in the. You should have put that in the CD.
At plus money.
You should have put that in a leader CD, bro.
He's in a category called zero threat.
You know how bad of a gambler I am. I'm comfortable sharing all of it on the air.
Hey, no, that was a great.
This was very enlightening.
That was a great bet. It was a piddly wager.
The piss poor wager.
But you're gonna win some money on that.
I'm
you
gonna
felt
get my
about
I'm gonna,
on a future. You gotta
can't
put,
even buy dinner
a,
with
on a,
that.
On a future,
BS.
You gotta put. Like I had $500 on Jason Tatum to win MVP, lost, but it would have paid $5,000.
It is sad I don't have $500 on that. It kind of makes me a little depressed now that we're talking through this.
I didn't realize
well, you got tuition.
I didn't realize Victor
$500
win,
is a
I got
steep.
That money
that's
needs
it,
to
nobody
be
nobody was in, but yeah, 100.
Like you said, you know. Jason, that money's accounted for.
Was right, exactly. I guess who was the was it Chet Holmgren was the main competition?
Yeah, because it was they reset him
for early on. He was the one that was pushing him, but yep. Then it quickly became I won't say quickly, but. I guess second half of the season.
I mean, basically, the only thing you're betting there, the only thing you're...
Chet was the only one who's going to push him.
You're just like, as long as Wembanyama doesn't get hurt, he's going to be the rookie of the year.
It's really 65 games is what you were...
Oh, okay.
That was the gonna that. Or is it different for rookies? I thought I did hear something on that.
Is it? Okay.
Might have been different for rookies just on the 65 games just because not all rookies are going to play
the number of games.
Yeah, I don't think... I'm not sure if that one applies to them. Maybe there's a caveat with them. I'm not like, again. I could be wrong.
He's going to run away with it, though.
No, but, rookie of the year not impacted by that.
Yep.
Okay,
the 65 does not apply to that one.
Yeah,
award.
I mean, I didn't even realize.
So
I didn't even realize.
You factor that
I
out.
I didn't know that rule. See, there's our gambling help for next year.
But see, that's like I did not even know that thing was around. I would have probably at least put $1,000 or $2,000 on it because
we really should have put the 33K on it.
Yeah,
damn it.
Now that he could have played 20 games,
man. Because
Brad ends up losing money because Biden hasn't beaten inflation in the last 9 months.
If you bought groceries 3 years ago, it cost you $11,000 more this year to do that than 3 years ago.
That's why I don't buy groceries. My kids starve. talking about inflation then. You know what I mean?
Somebody eating over there.
Well played. We're working on it.
I didn't notice it until you shaved.
I know. Believe me, I know. It's been a when you have kids, right?
That's what's happening, John.
When you have kids,
it's natural.
You cannot work out nearly as much. It's just the truth. You know, you don't have the time. You don't have any of that. So,
amen, brother.
But we're in the lab. We've already made some changes.
That's the question. Can you bounce back?
You know, could go back to the black and miles like Jason did.
It slimmed me up, but it's not healthy.
No, yeah. Not a good trade off.
Again. You talk about something that you're embarrassed by. That
the last,
I got mine too.
The last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, we've hit 10,000 steps.
Hey,
all right, okay.
No.
Starting strength.
We're doing the intermittent fasting from 10 to 8.
Let's go.
That's actually, that's hard. That's, believe it or not, that's harder.
Fasting is very hard.
It doesn't feel hard when you're doing, like, it's just 10 to 8, but, like, then you can't eat till 10.
Anything takes you out of your routine, your body's going to tell you.
No question.
It can be really hard, yes.
Yes.
No matter how many hours or you're doing it over days.
But we're working on it, and I appreciate the accountability. It's just the...
Well, we're here to encourage you.
Yeah, when I come back from the, paternity leave, my hope is to be... in much better shape, have a little bit more time and dedication to it. But that's, we need challenges, right? We need challenges in our life, physical, mental, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I got one. I'm going to tackle it. We have not even started the rundown.
Dude, it looks like you gained 5 pounds. Like, let's not act like...
No, it's not noticeable.
Yeah.
We didn't need the speech. Now we feel like we've stepped on something that's a little...
That's what I do. I make things bigger than they have to be.
Well, just remember, when you talk about Lizzo, sometimes it can come back around to you. What I'm saying? I used to talk about hairlines.
Yes.
Then I started, a few years later, it's kind of what goes around comes... Clay Thompson last night.
No doubt.
What goes around comes around.
I
just kind of remember that.
I just didn't realize...
Lizzo laughs.
Like
right
10
now.
Pounds.
Lizzo laughs.
Contagious.
Laughing.
Yeah. I caught a spray 10 pounds.
I'm just saying.
And there's no doubt. There's no question. All right. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. I guess we've talked enough about Lakers and Pelicans. Lakers now, by the way, they get the reward of the Denver Nuggets. They are 7-point underdogs.
They have not beat them since December of 2022.
Is it possible
that straight losses?
They can keep this series competitive?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're catching Denver here, having not played that well down the stretch. The evidence of that, a loss to the Spurs that put them in the position they're in now rather than the one spot. They can make it competitive, John. They will lose. I don't think it'll be a sweep like last year. I don't. Again, the Lakers, they're getting 3 days rest here. That's the other benefit from winning last night, putting that away. Game one is on Saturday night. You're coming on. I mean, you're getting to play. And so the idea that you can steal one early, I don't think is that far-fetched. Again, Denver wasn't playing that well down the stretch. Yeah, maybe you can take two off of them. But I still think we're not going seven games here. I think in the end, Denver's got too many favorable matchups. They just know the Lakers too well.
Right.
Like I said, it's 8 in a row, and they haven't been close, most of them.
So that one's going to be
– Do you agree or no?
No.
I mean, you just asked me, and you didn't tell me. You think the Lakers are keeping competitive? You think we're looking at we're not looking at sweep again.
I don't.
This is LeBron's legacy. We can't talk about two straight sweeps.
I just don't
at
know,
the hands of Jokic.
I don't. They don't have anybody that can guard Murray, and they don't have anybody that can guard Jokic. Honestly, that's the problem. I mean, those are their two. Like Anthony Davis is great when he's allowed to play free safety, like he was like against the Warriors in that series a year ago, and kind of just roam.
You have to be unorthodox with how you defend him. It's sort of like you've pointed out, and we've talked about with the Clippers. They'll throw PJ on him.
Yes.
It has to be something they're not used to. And if it's putting Rui on him for a little while, you got to try something different. It can't just be about Anthony Davis trying to stop Jokic. It never happened. But my point is, you have to get unorthodox. I don't know whether it's Rui or whoever else. You have to try a different way. Surely, I mean, again. You can pull a couple of games off of them. Maybe just one, but I think it'd be pretty sad. It'd be just as sad and sort of end of the road signaling as watching Golden State last night. If LeBron goes down here and gets swept twice at the hands of Jokic, I mean, we should be talking about the same things. How much of it do you dismantle or whatever else, like we're talking about with Golden State, if that's what happens to the Lakers this year? Surely 4-2, 4-1, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I could see 5, maybe. I could see that.
I'm gonna go 4-2 Denver.
But damn, I mean, the Lakers looked spent at the end of that game last night. I mean, they damn near blew it to a bunch of backups.
Well, that's what I say. LeBron got older in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, Zion was killing him. But, did you see him? The guy's taking charges. Unbelievable. Dude's 39, man. Almost had another triple-double against him. Like, what's sad is it's still taking this much from him and AD, right, to pull them through into the playoffs from the play-in.
Yeah.
That they don't get more from their supporting cast. That they, whether it's D'Angelo, a little bit inconsistent, Reeves, I mean, it's, hasn't. And again, and Windhorst keeps making this point, we keep saying, they're falling off, whether it's Golden State with the Lakers. The West has gotten better. That's the other part of it. Like, it's young and good, save for Denver. Everybody else is young and good. And so, there's no room for slippage. And clearly these teams with these older teams have slipped.
Yeah.
It's in theory it could be competitive, but it just hasn't been in so long. So we shall see. I hope it is. And then on the other side, last night, Kings just killed the Warriors. Warriors get it to four, and it felt like going into the half that Steph had 5 points. Klay was out in the arena. They had 9 turnovers, or they had given up 9 offensive rebounds, and they had 9 turnovers. And Klay still did not show up to the arena. Steph finished with 22, I think, but I don't know. They just really frustrated Golden State last night. Like, Kerr was – he had Moody out there. He was emptying the everything.
Moody had 16.
Yeah, Moody actually
– Kuminga had 16.
I like Moody. I like Moody a lot.
At first, those first couple of years, you're saying – but they finally decided they're going to try to develop these guys that they picked, right? That's what they weren't doing early.
Yes.
And Kuminga.
I would maybe look at trading Kuminga and making Moody sort of the piece there, because you'd get more back for Kuminga. You don't have to pay him, right? Moody, I think, is just as good and is a better shooter and will be cheaper. That's just kind of the way I would look at it.
Moses.
That's right. That's him. So, yes, now you have to sort of look at it from the Warriors' perspective. It felt like the end, okay? It felt like the lowest moment of those guys, 10 years together. Because, I mean, it was 7 last year with Sacramento, right? But you had that 50, that 50 ball from Steph.
Game 7.
And he kind of, staved it off for at least one more year. Steph's not up for a contract until 2026 when he'll be 38, so... I obviously don't believe he'll ask for a trade or anything like that. Draymond Green's under contract for the next 3 years. Got a fourth-year player option, so...
That's rough.
He ain't going anywhere. But Klay Thompson, I mean, they got...
He's making 40. He's a free agent.
Right.
You can get him to the... You heard Steve Kerr.
I don't think that dude is doing that. I don't think that dude's taking less to stay in Golden State. I don't believe it.
Did you just hear him crying about how much they need Draymond? You hear Steph and them talking about how they're not saying they're not going out like that, bro. He's not taking who's going to offer Klay first off 25, 30 million? You'd be foolish.
I mean, somebody will.
He's a bench player now, and Golden State showed that this year. The franchise that loves him demoted him to the bench because that's where he is now. And so who's going to pay him anything close to the 40? You're going to take a pay cut like they're going to be able to do because Chris Paul's contract is non-guaranteed, cut him down to whatever it is, 15, 20. But Golden State's got all the leverage here because there's going to be no market for an aging Klay Thompson just went 0-10 in his last game and is now, frankly, a sixth man, if that, in this league. That's the problem for him. And so, yes, he's probably resigned to that fact. He's probably known that was going to happen for a while now. Once he saw Draymond get his money and then, frankly, the season that you've had, pretty much assured
right.
that you were going to have to take a major pay cut. And so the point is, and people have pointed out, you're making 40, they could possibly cut it down to 20 just because they love you.
Right.
And they're paying you for previous, everything you've done, the championships and everything else. Cut it down to 20, which probably nobody else in the NBA is going to offer him at this point in his career, and you'll be back. The crazy thing is that Chris Paul has $30 million, but they're non-guaranteed. And that Golden State can, before June 28th, literally just cut him. And it's $30 million off the books. If he had had a great season and Golden State had won big, then he's got $30 million coming to him next year.
Right.
We know he's not getting that. And that's what they were asking him last night. Are you going to come back for, I think it's a 20th season for him? That's Golden State's got, what a deal they've got on him because they can absolutely cut him loose. That's $30 million off the books that, again, you can use some of that to pay Klay on a pay cut. And you can go back and retool.
Right.
They'll do that. They're stuck with Draymond.
Yep.
Steph's playing still at a contender level.
Yep.
And that's why you're going to bring back the gang and then retool. John, I'm with you. I'd feature Kuminga and Moody more. Podzinski's good.
He is good.
Like, there's a way to do this retool. Maybe you've got to use a little bit of those young guys. Maybe it's Kuminga to go in and get another player vet. But that's what they're going to do is not blow it up, bring Klay back on a pay cut. And try to, go at it again. And we'll be saying whether it's the end of the dynasty, into next year on that. They're going to give it another shot.
Yes. No, I think they probably will. But should they do that, I think is the better question. Knowing sort of when it's time to break something up, I think is a big part of it. But Either way, it was ugly last night. As the Kings are moving on, they play the Pelicans, who will, I think the market's kind of telling us, no Zion. Because the Kings are out to minus one.
How do we not know what that is?
I don't think we do know, right? It's the hamstring.
Is it?
That's what they said, yeah.
Okay, I thought, after the game, I'd seen soreness from what I didn't know if we got an
update. Yeah, Shams reported that it's a hamstring.
Yeah, well, you're not going with that.
I don't think so.
He wasn't limping like it was a hamstring, so I thought that's why I thought more stress.
And he apparently
fracture.
Wasn't limping at the end of the game either.
No, he wasn't.
Or excuse me, when he left the arena, according to reports. He wasn't in a brace.
With a hamstring, you're usually, you know, with a hamstring, it can keep you out.
Yeah.
And not allow you to finish the final 3 minutes of a game that you're tied in with the Lakers.
Yeah.
And a chance to advance the playoffs. You'd think you'd be limping on it.
You would think so, but it did not happen.
Man, them folks didn't play Brandon Ingram down the stretch.
Yeah, he was awful. He was awful.
I mean,
you couldn't. You know, you couldn't.
And so you're stuck. They're in a conundrum because you want to just say, okay, well, let's give it to Zion, make him the face. We'll get this McCollum, Brandon Ingram stuff out of here and just give it to him, right? You can't trust his health.
Nope. You can't. I mean, I'll say that McCollum is...
I told you, it's the wrong guy, wrong time.
Yeah, man.
He's over the hill. He doesn't fit their timeline. But then also this Brandon Ingram Zion thing ain't working. I mean, you saw them at their best in coming back yesterday when they had Brandon on the bench. And just telling Zion to go Charles Barkley it.
Yep.
But okay, so that's easy. We'll just give it over to Zion. How can you trust him? How can you trust the hell? Now, he's maxed out, so they're stuck.
Yep. But that was the plan last night. Tonight we've got 76ers and Heat. That's out to Philadelphia -5. And then we will have the Hawks and Bulls -3. So any thoughts on Sixers Heat?
Sixers all the way.
Sixers all the way.
You want to talk about a dynasty ending. It's the Jimmy Butler-led
right.
Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Sort of we make a push for, right. You know. Surprise the league. That day is done.
Now, that's a $16,000 view. How about let's get the $33,000 man in here. $33,000 man. What do we like in 76ers Heat? Sixers -5.
Sixers -5.
Come on, you are a maxi lover.
This is just for the series?
No, it's for the game tonight.
Tonight.
Game, there's no series. This
I
is
don't
just a
like,
playing game.
I don't like it. I wouldn't bet on this game. I mean, that seems like a lot for a game one. Am I wrong?
Well, it's not a game one. It's a play-in game.
Just tonight.
For a Sixers game?
Yeah, it's just a play-in
game. I really like the Sixers, but I wouldn't bet on this game.
I think Brad's confused by the play-in.
Yeah. Well,
we got one game.
I forgot they have to play in, the Sixers.
They should be out, but the Embiid injury is why they're sitting in there in this spot. But
if you had to bet a side, Heat +5.5, Sixers -5.5, one game decides it all.
You're at Philly. You have to go with Philly. Yeah.
You have to go with Philly.
Exactly. And you love Maxi. Maxi's going to come through tonight.
Yeah, Maxi, these guys pull it
up. They beat Miami in Miami last month as 2-point underdogs. It was Joel Embiid's second game back.
What was the final on that?
I don't remember exactly what it was. I mean, it was around 5.5, though.
I used to be just like Brad when John was throwing all that betting stuff at me. And then I realized, you know what? John's getting more and more into this, and I'm going to have to.
Oh, I roll with
He's going to throw this stuff at me all the time.
I enjoy it.
And that's why I've enjoyed sort of the education on betting that I hadn't, you know, completely naive about before 2020 because, of course, I'm not going to bookies and everything else. It's been an education.
Total transparency. I'm catching up to the league after the Grizzlies season because it's like, obviously, this is going to be what we're talking about over the next month. And I just said that, like, 76ers in the play-in. I was being sincere about it. Like, I didn't even realize they were in the play-in, y'all.
It was 109-105 in April, on April 4th. It was Joel Embiid's second game back. Bam was awful in that game.
They're going to have a tough time covering that number, though. I mean, 5.5 for a play-in, wouldn't you say, John?
I mean,
No. I feel strong.
No, you think they just go in there and
blast? Philadelphia is playing as well as anybody in the league right now.
Brad, 31-8. With Joel Embiid in the lineup,
right.
One of the best teams in the league,
right.
And that is what they are now.
Yeah, with I don't dispute they're going to win the game.
And Maxey just gives them such a different element.
And if you've watched the Heat, that John touched on it yesterday, they are not the same.
They're not.
You know, you were asking for Dale, and it's so right. Like Terry Rozier's step backs, you know, trying to take some of the offensive pressure off Jimmy Butler, it's just not the same rhythm. It's right. You know, Bam Adebayo, you know, for what he is, I suppose it's you know, he's going to play for the USA in the Olympics. I mean, he still has value, but. I just that the whole Miami Heat achieving more than we're supposed to, it just feels like it's sort of at the end of its road.
And again,
going up against a Philly team that's now pretty much at full strength. I'm about Tobias, but Oubre's been great for them. Like, dude, they're good.
Yeah, it's Philadelphia. That's the bet. Philadelphia.
I will say the in the April 4th loss, there was no Tyler Hero. You know, so that's just something to consider. I mean, that's a big score for them. They did not have. The only thing that gives me any kind of pause about it is like, this is going to be another example of the Heat playing possum again, and they just like wake up and, you know, that's the only thing that gives me pause about it.
I'll tell you what they said in Scarface, and I tell it to Brad with the 33K limit. Push it to the limit.
$33,000, man. Like Ted DiBiase, man.
Yes, man. Philly to cover tonight.
Now, we just got to get Brad up on the play-in versus Lakers the series, you know.
Wasn't I confident about Lakers yesterday?
Yes.
You were not, and I was.
Yes.
Now, right? I mean, and they were the underdog yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
It was a pick-em.
Okay.
It was a
pick-em. Philadelphia.
You, I have the same feeling about Philly tonight.
Who I have not been following, no D'Anthony Melton.
I'm not worried about him. He never shows up
Joel
in these instances
Embiid.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, we should do this throughout the NBA playoffs. We should do like a $33,000 man segment where we ask Brad for his picks, and you could like fade him because he's the square on the show. You could fade him, like so, right? Like
it was a segment called Fade Brad,
right? Like,
what do you have?
And we ask Brad about the games of the night, and we could like track his record through the playoffs.
I think that's a great set. We'll probably introduce it next month when you're out of here.
Damn, I hate that I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Put some music on that thing.
We'll get something.
No, it'll be a way to liven up the summer, you know, the spring going in. You know, we're getting into that slow time.
Yeah, no, I think
what's Brad got on this one?
We every day we can say, all right, we got four games tonight, Brad.
Yeah.
33, it needs to be Fade Brad. That needs to be the segment.
I think I
might
have
square bets with Brad.
Y'all know this song. Let me see if I can. I might have the theme song for this, too. I've got to wait through the ad quickly for
Faded.
About 5 seconds. No, there's a song by Mazzy Star. You guys ever heard this song?
Sounds like you've thought this through a little bit. You're ahead of us.
It's called Fade Into You.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what.
Kind of down.
Yeah, that's what we would definitely do. You would fade Brad, the $33,000 limit man.
But I am picking Philadelphia, and I'll take the points if that's what we're going with.
It's 5.5.
You got to pick against the spread.
Okay.
You got to pick against the spread. And we're going to see if FanDuel has profiled you appropriately as a square by the end of it. And see if – now, it's a small sample size, right?
Very small.
But I think we should start I think we should start it this week.
Oh,
because the playoffs start this week.
It's true.
So we should keep track of that. We'll do it.
We do it Friday.
And in fact, this is going to be your first official on the record pick. Let's get both.
All right, that's
Hawks,
you got
Bulls.
Hawks Bulls -3. Let me look at this thing a little
bit.
You're
putting him on so much pressure so quickly.
No, this is good. Just, I like being
no
thrown
pressure.
Right into the fire here.
It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong.
These are play-ins. You
you're
can take
$33,000.
Obviously, the Bulls are at home.
If you're ready to respond, Brad, you go right ahead. I feel like you're making him uncomfortable.
No, I am enjoying this. I enjoy the when you get out of your comfort zone,
ready
you
now,
do good things.
I think
this could
playoffs.
Be a service for our audience.
So the Bulls also nicked up.
Okay, here you.
I like how you raise the eyebrow.
It's like he's discovered fire.
Let's see, Jalen Johnson, Okongwu is out.
Yep.
Seth Lundy, they're one of their no playing point guard. Their backup guy is out.
How does
Trae Young is playing?
Trae Young's in.
So it's the matchup of Trae Young and DeMar DeRozan,
more or less.
We've got the bigs are kind of the bigs, and they've got crappy ass bigs, right?
Yeah, Vucevic,
Coachella.
I mean, the Hawks have basically had the same roster for 5 years.
I'm going to go with the upset here.
He's going Hawks +3.
I'm going Hawks.
I weirdly think he's actually right on this.
I
said it early in the week. Watch
the Hawks.
The Hawks win this game.
Hawks +3.
I know. I want those 3.5 points.
Okay. That's how much Billy Donovan wants to see.
Okay, so 3.5 at FanDuel.
Let me see, 33,000, man.
I saw 3.5 too. I didn't see like.
We're going on FanDuel limit lines because that's where you have the $33,000 limit.
That's right.
All right. So I think it's 3 at FanDuel. So Brad likes tonight. Again, do with this information what you
be
will.
Careful, gamble responsibly. But Tennessee gambling.
Brad is the biggest non-threat to FanDuel on the show.
Yeah. Fade into me.
He likes the 76ers -5. And he likes the Hawks +3. The odds, I would say, you go 1-1, which would mean to them you lose the juice, right? You lose the juice to them. And
another loser.
10%. But even though you go 500, you lose because, it's the juice, the vig. But
There you have it. We'll keep track of this all season long, all playoffs long. The Fade Brad segment, Mr. $33,000 limit man.
Me and Nick Friedel for your May.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to cover on the show. Norton Hurd IV going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about his schedule coming up, right? He's got a lot going on with Team Thad.
Absolutely.
Little Billy Rich from the third, Cal, Arkansas, all that. Stick around. Jason and John, I just turned to FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, there's a new mock draft out. By the way, Brad, people are so excited to be able to fade you.
See an opportunity there, huh?
Yeah, I would advise you. Like, there's only two ways that you can go about this segment that we're going to embark on. You need to either be really good or really bad. All right, you being sort of 48% to 52%, it's not going to do anything for us. All
I can only be me. We've talked about this on the show. You guys talk about this constantly, and I am going to take you from your advisement of be yourself.
That's right. Well,
organic,
yes. Piss poor gambler.
Well, we're going to see just how piss poor you are tonight. Two games you've picked: Philadelphia 76ers -5/5.5, and the Atlanta Hawks +3. So take that. It's a big night. It's a big night.
And this is the debut.
And I'll say this is a big draft for the Memphis Grizzlies as they have some decisions that they have to make. Do they use the pick? Where does it end up? Does it end up in the top three somehow? Do they want to trade it and maybe cash in like Damian Priest, money in the bank on Drew McIntyre, if you smell what the Rockets cooking, brother?
Okay.
Did any of that make any sense to you?
Not to me, but there are listeners out there who it did for.
Absolutely right.
We just talked about that yesterday.
Yeah. You know, sometimes
it makes us a team.
With me, you just have to sort of trust that it landed somewhere. You know, it's like a North Korean missile. It landed somewhere. Yeah, we don't know where. We don't know where, but it hit something. You know what I mean? In the latest mock draft over at ESPN.com, no change for the Grizzlies. Jonathan Givony has the Grizzlies selecting Reed Shepard. As soon as Mark Pope and Kentucky fans stop playing charades and understand that he's gone, he will likely be a...
You don't turn down being a top 10 pick, right?
Bro.
Who's the last person to do that? Marcus Smart?
Yeah, we're talking about 15 years ago.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Can't remember the last one, but somebody more recent than him.
Yeah.
That was a lock to go lottery, and he was, you know, top five pick. You know, if he had come out, he decided to go back. You don't do that.
No, you
don't do that.
You don't.
That's what I'm saying. Why would Reed Shepard
don't do that?
Like, honestly,
because he loves Kentucky so much, and
right.
His dad loves Mark Pope.
His dad played with Mark Pope.
Okay,
so yeah. that's the connection. But I would say, like, if you're Mark Pope, bro, I love you. I wish you'd play for me. You're not playing for me. You're going to the NBA.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's how selfish.
That's not a deal where you can make a better deal from him NIL. He's going to be a freaking lottery pick.
He's guaranteed over the next 3 years, if he goes seventh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.